The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Florence Gill, and our very special guest, Edna May Oliver.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song.
No brass.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. Tonight, John and I prepare for fun and music as we welcome two special guests. It's Florence Gill, known to all of you as Walt Disney's Clara Cluck, and our guest of honor, that grand character comedienne, Edna May Oliver.
Did you say Edna May Oliver, Rudy?
Yes, John.
That name is vaguely familiar. Edna May Oliver. Must have been before my time.
Look here, Barrymore. Nothing was before your time.
Gadzooks, woman, how old do I look to you?
Well, let me see. Roughly, I'd say about 35.
That's better. About 35, eh?
Yes, roughly. When you smooth out the wrinkles, I'd say 98.
Now, look here, baby Oliver.
John, please. Miss Oliver's our guest. Now, let's stop the bickering about ages and get into the play. Tonight's opus moves us all into a theatrical boarding house.
Theatrical boarding house? How well I remember coming into those places after a split week in open-toe Nebraska. Dreary, weary, and broke.
My, how you haven't changed.
John, I didn't know you were ever in vaudeville.
To be sure. I did a blackface act. Get a load of this.
Lawsy me, Uncle Tom. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Lawsy, lawsy.
It certainly is. Anyhow, we're ready to begin our boarding house melodrama with you, Miss Oliver. With you, Miss Oliver, is the haughty, hard-hearted landlady who presides at the dinner table.
Rudy, in a theatrical boarding house, you don't preside at a dinner. You referee it. Do you ever read in a theatrical boarding house, John?
I didn't get these scars on my hands from playing polo.
And here we go to Ma Oliver's boarding house. Our boarding house. Our quiet, like a riot, little boarding house. Well, sir, it's just the average theatrical boarding house, filled with out-of-work actors. They're all down at the heel. That is, everyone but Mr. Barrymore. He's the heel they're all down at. But it's a happy place. Somebody singing all the time. Why, even now, in attic room number 3, our quartet, the 4 from Hunger Boys, are rehearsing their roundelay. Listen.
There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my true love sits him down.
Sits him down and drinks his wine in laughter free. And never, never thinks of me.
Left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
On Friday night we used to spark.
Used to spark, and now my love, who once was true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for you must leave me. Nevermore will you deceive me. If you can't be true to me, then we must part. Adieu,
adieu,
adieu, my love, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, stay with you. I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow. Tarree, and may the world go well with thee. May all the world go well with.
Now I see him nevermore. He never knocks upon my door. On my door with me, he penned a little note. I'll read you the words he wrote.
Said it well, but I must leave you. The parting beneath you, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye.
Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you, stay with you. Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well. Yes, sir, our boarding house and our landlady. Let me tell you about our lovely landlady, Edna Ma Oliver. She sets a wonderful table. A wonderful table. The food isn't good, but the table is wonderful. But she certainly has her hands full managing her boarders, especially when she tries to collect the rent from those fast-moving deadbeats, those elusive aerialists, the 3 flying Mulroonies. Here come the 3 flying Mulroonies now. You can see the problems. Trying to collect from them. And then there's that would-be operatic soprano up on the second floor, Madame Lucretia Quivertonsil.
I am the only singer in the world who can hit a note so high that it can be heard only by a dog. I shall now hit the note.
Cut out that singing in there.
Oh, I didn't tell you about our new boarder, Mr. Barrymore, did I? Well, I'll get to him a little later. First, I'd like you to meet Paula. Ah, Paula. She's the lovely tap dancer on the third floor. Come upstairs with me and meet her. Hello, Paula.
Oh, hello, Rudy. Where have you been?
Auditioning.
Auditioning? At the radio station?
No, the draft board.
Oh, you're not going to an army camp.
Oh, no. I just offered my services to the military intelligence.
Oh, Rudy. You and the intelligence?
Yeah.
Aha, Miss Whitson.
Yes, Miss Oliver?
You know the rules about having a man in your room? You lucky girl. I mean, you naughty girl. You're supposed to leave the door open.
It was open, but a big wind came up and closed it.
Yes, I saw you. Now listen, tall dog in 8 weeks in arrears, what about your back rent?
Back rent?
Yes, and by back rent, I don't mean that rip in your trousers.
I'll pay you just as soon as I get on radio.
Radio fiddle fuddle. You'll never get on the radio.
In the meantime, I could work out my board and room.
Work it out how?
I could mow the lawn.
Why mow the lawn? If I want it shot, all I have to do is turn a few of those hungry actors out to graze.
Well, I could knit sweaters for you.
Sweaters for me?
What's wrong with sweaters? They have real value, just like money.
Yes, but on me, money looks better.
I have it. We'll wash dishes for you.
I have a dishwasher.
How about the pots and pans? Miss Oliver, if you'll just give me another 24 hours, I'm sure that I'll land that radio job.
All right, I'll take a chance. What do you plan to do in the radio, Mr. Valet?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
All right, I'll show you.
I had to open my big mouth.
You never remember our first moonlit rendezvous, when we shared a dream or two, one starry night. A new love will find you, no need to deny. All memories behind you may be dismissed with a sigh. You'll never remember how we strolled the avenue when singed you and kissed the trees. You've even forgotten the night that we met. You'll never remember, and I'll never forget.
Miss Oliver tries to act hard-boiled, but actually she has a heart of gold. Well, tin, anyhow. I'll never forget the day Mr. Barrymore first came to our boarding house. The doorbell rang. Miss Oliver opened the door. And there they stood, looking at each other. Arsenic and old face. Miss Oliver recovered first and spoke.
Well, what are you staring at, Grandpa?
For a moment, I thought you were Lionel wearing a Mother Hubbard.
I'm a busy woman. What do you want? Who are you?
Madam, I am a great Shakespearean actor. My name is John Barrymore. I want a room and I can pay for it.
Well, if you can pay for a room, you want a room and you can pay for it, you're not John Barrymore.
My dear woman, if indeed such you are, I have chosen to honor this humble boarding house with my august presence.
Would you repeat that last word and this time aim it toward the flowers that are a little dry?
Enough of this idle persiflage. Before I consent to make this haunted hovel me menage, I must have certain things understood. I shall require exclusive use of the bathtub at certain times.
When?
The first Saturday of every month. I should likewise insist upon fresh blankets and linens weekly.
My dear deadbeat, we change the linens here every day.
From room to room, no doubt. Albeit I am weary, appalling wreck, me sweet. Or should I say, show me to the sweet, me appalling wreck.
Not so fast. The board and room will be $10 a week.
Chicken feed, mere chicken feed.
Well, this chicken wants her feed in advance.
In advance? Madam, have you a tenant here by the name of Rudolph, a valet?
Yes, more's the pity.
Well, Rudy's an old acting associate of mine. He'll underwrite me.
Who'll underwrite him? Ah, well, I'll call him a Rudy.
Coming, Mother.
So I underwrote John, and he became a regular non-paying resident of Mara Oliver's theatrical boarding house. Immediately, things began to happen. Plots were born, suspense was awakened, and a sponsor spoke. Something like this.
Let's leave our boarding house now because it's near dinner time and I know they're having stew on account of today's Thursday. In fact, that's what I'd like to talk about. You know, hot weather sort of dulls the appetite anyway, and if menfolk get the same old routine meals, they're apt to pick at them. But the remedy is simple. Add a surprise element, a new enticing flavor that gives a lift and sparkle even to ordinary dishes. And here's a grand way to do that. Use Seal Test buttermilk in your cooking and baking. Just set a dish of light, flaky buttermilk muffins before the man of the house and wait for the compliment. Or biscuits, cornbread, gingerbread, pancakes, waffles, chocolate layer cake. Or a long list of other dishes made with buttermilk which have been worked out in our Seal Test laboratory kitchen. Of course, it's no secret to you that Seal Test buttermilk is the perfect hot weather drink. That tart, tangy taste, that old-fashioned fresh-churned flavor, cool and refresh you like no other drink possibly can. And don't forget that buttermilk contains vital minerals, which your body needs for good health. So leave a note in your Seal Test milk bottle tonight for a quart of Seal Test buttermilk. And for an ice cream treat beyond compare, try Red Raspberry Royale, the Seal Test flavor of the month. Ask for it in your favorite fountain. Or to take home, ask for the modern red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community.
Yes, sir. No sooner did Mr. Barrymore move into our boarding house than he began to find a warm place in all our hearts. I remember the first night while we were sitting around waiting for dinner. I introduced him to some of our fellow boarders. John, I want you to meet some of our fellow boarders. This is Madame Lucretia Quivertonsil.
How do you do? Oh, Mr. Barrymore, they say that no one has ever had my range.
Obviously not, or you'd have been shot by now.
Oh, that's pretty good, pretty good. That's what it is, pretty good, that's what it is. pretty good.
Pardon me, bud, your needle stuck. Who is this, Rudy?
My name is Harry Lang, my name is. And who are you? Who are you? What's your name? Who are you?
Barrymore John, I am.
Mr. Barrymore, here comes someone else I want you to meet. The three flying Mulroonies.
Glad to meet you, too. Their conversation drags a bit, don't you think?
Well, there's so many hams hanging around this room, it looks like a smokehouse.
Speaking of hams, Madam Oliver, when do we eat?
Dinner will be served in just a moment now. Mr. Barrymore, here's your knife.
But I don't eat with a knife.
You'll need it in self-defense.
Miss Oliver, I don't believe I put in my order for dinner. First of all, I shall require an appetizer of frozen pomegranate juice. Then pheasant. And I should like me pheasant served à la croissant suivée into petite palamour.
Oh. How's that?
That's dead. You get my order, madam?
Yes, we're having hash.
Where do I sit?
Borders, your attention, please. The four Tonga boys are going to sing you a soothing song. This is being done in lieu of last week's rent. Sing in lieu, boy.
In the gloaming, oh, my darling, when the lights are dim and low, and the quiet shadows falling,
song was pleasant, and the hash was hash. So after dinner, we all repaired to the living room to enjoy our bicarbonate. The three Mulroonies were over in a corner discussing their favorite actress, Lana Turner. Miss Oliver sat in an old creaking chair, while old Mr. Barrymore sat in a chair, creaking. Then suddenly a stranger appeared at the front door. Little did we know that he represented opportunity for all of us. Like the rest of the guests, the doorbell wasn't working. So this man gently tapped on the window. Miss rose and opened the door. She picked herself up and confronted the stranger in her usual bright, cheery manner.
Well, what do you want?
I just had an accident in my car. Will you help me? You have a kind face. It's an awful mess, and I would like to get someone to fix it.
My face?
Oh, no, my car. You have a fine face. I'd like to jack it up and get it out of here. Can I use your phone to call my chauffeur and take me out of here on a telephone?
You can use the phone in the corner. If Valley will get out, do it out of the way for a nickel. Now you've got me talking that way.
Hello, this is Henry J. Tweezer. I'd like to speak to Joe.
Did he say Henry J. Tweezer? What did he say, Did he say Henry J. Tweezer? Tweezer Henry J., did he say?
Yes, he said Tweezer, he said.
Oh, he's the sponsor of a big radio program. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. A big radio program. He could give us all jobs. Yes, he could. He could give us. He could.
Why don't you shut up.
Hello, Joe.
Shut up.
Hello, this is Tweezer. Will you people stop? Keep quiet, please.
I gave you a smile for a smile, a song for a song.
Joe, my car broke down. I want you to give me a... Stop singing.
Mr. Tweezer, what the radio needs is a great Shakespearean actor like me. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Shakespeare.
No. What the radio needs is a man like me. Me. That's what the radio needs.
What do you do, sputterpuss?
I can juggle, I can whistle, I can sing, I can dance. Anything at all. I can.
Can you keep quiet?
Anything but that.
Quiet. You let me finish my conversation, I'll listen to all of you. Joe, pick me up at Oliver's Nut House. Now I'll listen. Go ahead. Now, who's first?
I am, Mr. Tweezer.
No, I am, Mr. Tweezer. What kind of an act do you do?
I act as sponsor's representative.
Something new, isn't it? How does it go?
Like this. Listen. Now, a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Let's see all the guests. Mr. Tweezer, the big radio magnate, promised to listen to all our acts. Madam Quiver Tonsil, the opera singer, was chosen to open the show, and I must say she did surprise us.
What sort of an act does this girl do, Miss Oliver?
She's a coloratura soprano.
Yes, she's not only a coloratura, but she can sing blue notes, too.
Yes, she's a sort of a technicoloratura. Madam Quiver Tonsil, come out of the kitchen.
Here I come. I was just in the kitchen polishing a fresh tail.
What is she, a fish?
Quiet. Madam Quiver Tonsil, what are you doing in my kitchen?
I was just eating a bit of that breakfast food in the blue box.
Blue box? That isn't breakfast food. You ate the feed for my chickens.
The feed for your chickens?
Go ahead and sing, madam, and I hope you don't lay an egg.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn, Mr. Tweezer. It's mine. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's my turn, Mr. Tweezer.
Yes, what do you do, young man?
I sing, but before I sing, Paula and I will offer something that the theater sorely needs.
A soft seat, no doubt.
No. Smart, smooth, sophisticated love scene. Picture, if you will, a scene in the park. Miss Oliver, you will be a tree. You, Mr. Tweezer, will be an ash can. And you, John, you're a little bird.
And that's what you'll get, too.
I speak first. Darling, I love you.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Ultra sophistication.
I love you, too.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
I don't know.
What a fire. That scene is burning.
Yeah, I can smell it.
How much do you love me?
A bushel. How much do you love me?
2 bushels. Say it again, dear. And for the finish.
You both have a pair of eyes to look into paradise. It's a lovely view. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Touch it, watch it. Drums out. Built no rhythm. Nice, isn't it? We both have a pair of eyes to look into paradise. It's a lovely view. Let's put 2 and 2 together. We both have a pair of arms to reach up to heaven's arms. It's a lovely view just for me and you together. Isn't it smart to follow your heart? Come what may, let's analyze what stars in the sky all seem to be. We both have so much to give, and we both have a love to live. Make it all come true, let's put 2 and 2.
Very good, very good. I knew a man once who had a voice like that with flat feet.
Now, Mr. Tweezer, for the pièce de résistance of the evening, you will privilege to hear the great John Barrymore in a scene from The Immortal Bard. Unfortunately, I cannot do my best scene as there is no one to play Juliet.
Me.
What are you so coy about, me babbling beanpole?
With a little persuasion, I might be willing to portray Juliet.
Charming of you, me dear Olive. But do you think you're the right type for Juliet?
If you're the right type for Romeo, Tamar.
Quiet, everyone, quiet. Miss Olive and Mr. Barrymore will do the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Go ahead, Barrymore, I'm out.
Juliet, me Juliet. Tis but a name that is thine enemy.
What's in a name? A Barrymore by any other name would smell.
As sweet, and get it faster next time.
Continue.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east.
Tis the bathroom, and who left the light on?
Please, Oliver, forget your board and stick to the bard.
Okay, John, okay. Poor Romeo. Poor Romeo. Go, Romeo, if that be the sealest... What is it? If that be the sealest milkman, tell him 6 quarts of milk and 2 quarts of cream.
Cream, he says. Oh, Juliet, if there be cream, why do not our tongues taste of it?
If thou wouldst pay thy rent, thou deadbeat, then thou mightest taste, then nay.
If this be true, I pay.
This be Shakespeare, I be nuts.
Well, all this is interesting, but I must get home to dinner. My wife is waiting for me with pig's feet.
But we haven't finished.
Oh, yes, you have. However, I'm happy to say that I have selected one of you to appear on my radio program. Mr. Valley.
Oh, that's wonderful, Rudy. Oh, now we can get married, and you can pay my Oliver the back rent we owe her.
Excuse me. What? Radio chooses valet instead of Barrymore. Sir Tweezer, you choose a crystal set when here stands television.
Well, there you have it. That's our boarding house, and that's how a certain Rudy Valley got his start in radio, it says here. And through the years, Edna Ma Oliver and John Barrymore lived delinquently ever after. By the way, Miss Oliver, may I congratulate you on your stoiding performance of Juliet.
Come, Rudy, Juliet. It wasn't that good. As a matter of fact, I always have difficulty memorizing Shakespeare.
Difficulty memorizing Shakespeare? Why, when I was young, I memorized all of Shakespeare's plays.
Yes, when you were young, there weren't so many of them. Oh, well, goodbye, Rudy. So long, John.
Goodbye. Next week, John and I cordially invite you to partake of a barbecue at Barrymore's, where in addition to our regular company, we shall have the pleasure of greeting our singing siren, Susan Miller, and a very welcome and hilarious guest, Billy the Gilbert. Music's a stewin', laughter's a brewin', so don't fail to be with us. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy...